Tape's on.
Okay.
Let's rock and roll. Call the meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lank, we have any changes or corrections to the agenda this evening?
No changes.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as it's circulated.
Second. It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the September 17 and September 25, 2008 meetings. Any changes or corrections, Mr. Lank?
I just got the September 25th ones. No. I gave you the changes on the 17th.
We got the 17th. We've had some changes from Mr. Robertson.
Okay. I just got the September 25th ones, so I haven't had a chance to.
And the 25th just finished this week. If you want to take action on 17th and defer action on 25th, if you like.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of September 7th, 2008 as amended and defer the minutes of September 25th, 2008.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minutes of September 17, 2008 as amended and to defer action on the minutes of September 25, 2008. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2007-4, La Crosse Homes of Delaware as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, this subdivision is in my area, and I have a lot of concern with it, and I'd just like to maybe hear from, have some discussion from the other councilmen as to how they feel about it, or the other commission members.
All right, sir. Can we do that, gentlemen?
Mr. Chairman, I'll start if I might.
Please do.
My concern, Mr. Burton and fellow commissioners, is that given the size of this project being a proposed 82 lots, that given its location, that it's far too many to be utilizing individual septic systems, especially given the close proximity to Abbott's Mill, which is an important natural resource area and probably is the most pristine pond that we have in our state. At the same time, I have concerns that the proximity again to the Abbott's Mill Nature Center, which is a valuable resource to our community and is utilized by a vast number of school children, that the impact that its location could have on that and the traffic that is likely to be generated. And for those of us who have traveled that road many times over the years, I know that the safety, especially traversing the bridge, which crosses Abbott's Mill, is of great concern, and it's one of those natural features that can't be remedied by a big bridge like we have, like the state's proposing down at the Indian River Inlet. So I like I said, I have concerns about the preservation of the natural features of the area. And over time, what impact will all these septic systems have on the water quality of that area?
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I guess I'd like to pipe in. Mr. Burton, I wouldn't mind an opportunity to have some extra time to revisit the application. One of the things that I do recall about it that did give me some concern or trepidation about it was, unfortunately, something that this commission didn't have anything to do over was the Del Dot, like the location of the entrance, and as Mr. Johnson pointed out, some of the surrounding roads. But that's kind of an avenue that I found that Del Dot doesn't come under our purview, but it did. There may be something there that we could do some input if we choose to act favorably on it that would assuage some of those concerns. But I would appreciate some time to be able to look at it again.
Gordon? No, I don't have any comments.
Well, I'll share the concern about the road. In fact, friend of mine just told me just today that he actually had had an accident on each side of that bridge. He's actually had two accidents on that bridge. And it's a concern, and the septic systems also. It's a lot of septic systems. I think the additional time would be warranted. I do want to remind, though, you gentlemen, that just because we don't like something doesn't mean that we can say no. We have an ordinance against which it has to be weighed. I would ask you to do that very carefully and come prepared the next time it's on the agenda. Maybe we can get it moved one way or another.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen. My motion for subdivision 2007-4 La Crosse Homes of Delaware is for deferral at this time for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2007-4 La Crosse Homes of Delaware. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2007-9 Thompson Shell LLC as a preliminary. Grief, Mr. Burton, you're a popular man tonight.
Yeah, it was a hot week for me.